This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
There's a new vendor at Reading Terminal Market, and she's a butcher.
The meat world is male-dominated, but the women are taking over.
The co-owner is a Food Network celebrity who also sells prepared foods with a very South Philly flair.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Reading Terminal Market at C Street and 2nd Avenue with Beth Esposito. She is the co-owner of Butcher's Pantry, which just opened here at Reading Terminal Market. They had their official grand opening this week. Beth, tell me about what inspired you to open this stand.
The inspiration to open into the Reading Terminal Market was a flashback of my childhood. I've been walking through these aisles my entire life with my family, and in the 28 years I've been in the restaurant industry, this is pretty much where I wanted to land. Although I do have other businesses, this is by far one of my shining stars.
This is the dream to be here, to make it to the market?
Yes, it is. It's a dream come true, literally, in every aspect of the words.
Even more of a dream than being on the Food Network?
Well, Food Network was a different entity for sure. I mean, every milestone within my career has been epic, and I love each one as a little baby in its own light. But being here with the other merchants that have been here for so long in the Reading Terminal Market, it's just an epic experience.
Do people recognize you from TV?
I get recognized all the time, especially through social media, but definitely TV. Yeah, I mean, everybody in South Philly knows who I am, and I'm very blessed and thankful. And all my customers, because my other company, Pink Garlic, we travel. So we're intercontinentally as well, not just in the United States.
So you also have another company?
Yes, I do. It's Pink Garlic Private Events.
And so what do you do?
Pink Garlic Private Events is a private referral company that is a company that we go and cook in your home for doing 200 to 2,000 people, depending on the size of your event. It's very personal. It's food with an attitude. And it's like dinner and a show because, you know, you get me and my staff, and we're more than just behind the scenes of the food.
That's very South Philly of you.
It is very much South Philly.
Yeah. How did being on the Food Network help you with your private company and then bring you to this spot where you are in your career?
Well, being on the Food Network helped in a lot of different ways, personally and on a professional level. I realized that I have more than the talent that I thought, which I'm very humble for. And it gave me the push to even become bigger and stronger in my concepts and just break the food scene in a different type of way.
So what did you do on the Food Network? And then we'll talk about your food here.
So on the Food Network, I was on Cooks vs. Cons, Season 1, Episode 2, the Mac and Cheese Challenge. But before that, I was actually asked to do the pilot before the Food Network actually picked up the show. So they asked me to come back and actually compete.
What did you learn? What did you learn on food television that you're taking with you here at Butcher's Pantry?
Other than the aspect of the timing, of course, cooking is a timing issue, but I've learned that I naturally love being behind the camera, and I love talking about something that I have passion for. So the more cameras, the better. The Food Network put me exactly where I needed to be, so hopefully that'll progress and God knows what the future holds.
So is that what inspired you to start Pink Garlic, or did you already have that?
I've been in the restaurant industry for 28 years, executive chefing and working my way up. Also revamping restaurants, doing food concepts and menu planning. And I was already in my private company, Pink Garlic, well into the show.
Okay, so tell me about the food here at Butcher's Pantry. What's the concept?
The concept of Butcher's Pantry is a unique style of butcher shop and more because we don't generically just do meats, whether it's raw or prepared or custom cuts. We also like to tantalize the vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free friendly world. So we have a lot of different side dishes, an array of different concepts every single day. And the customers pretty much tell me what they want, and I put my little flair on it, and that's what gets showcased.
So you're selling prepared foods here?
We are selling prepared foods, raw meats, custom cuts, signature spice blends, custom coffee blends. We have some maple bacon soap and my classic Every Thang spiced cookie.
Oh, what's in that?
So the Every Thang spice, it's a little, you know, South Philly twang on the seasoning that everybody knows about. And it's my ginger snap cookie that it's spiced and sweet, but it has notes of onion and garlic in the front and deliciousness in the back end.
And what are some of your other prepared food items?
Okay, so we have the Growing Up Italian Egg Roll, which is Italian meats and cheeses, which is technically a hoagie and deep fried in an egg roll, served over shaved lettuce with a tomato, mayonnaise, herb dip. So if you eat it all together, it tastes like a deep fried hoagie. We have the new Piggy Poppers that are a big showstopper. It's bacon, salami, pepperoni, provolone, and mozzarella. And it's in a jalapeno popper with our house breadcrumbs served with a chipotle dip. We have the Butcher's Pie, which is served every single day. It's my special focaccia bake from my bakery that I collaborate with my everything spice, with my 16-hour short ribs, the natural juices, shaved Italian cheeses, fried onions, and a horseradish cream. And then we also, which is a big seller, is a craft your own cutlet. So it's breaded and fried chicken cutlets with any topping within the case.
What was it like to open here? Like, what kind of construction did you have to do? What kind of prep did you have to do?
So opening the Butcher's Pantry has been something that has been evolving since 2020. We signed the leasing agreement right before the pandemic. So it's been almost to the date, a three-year process. So as soon as we were able to do construction, we built it within 10 weeks with the designer and the architect and the construction company. And it literally was built from ground up.
I can't remember what was here before. What was it here?
So this whole avenue is pretty much all new. There's all new market people, all new merchants right on this strip. It was leveled off. It was just a plain flooring with wagon wheels, and merchants used to come in and just sell their stuff weekly. But now they decided to rent the spaces out to other merchants, and I was happy enough to get selected to be one of them.
Oh, so this was where the wagon wheels were,
Yes. Like
the temporary merchants that were like trying to get into the market.
Yes, they were here and now they're gone. Now we're here and we're here to stay.
You've taken over.
We have taken over. We will like to be the new face of the market, that's for sure.
What would you like? You were mentioning about, you know, being a woman-owned business.
Yes.
Do you want? I know that that's important to you.
Yes. Being a woman-owned business is very important, especially in today's world. You know, the market was primarily owned by men and butchers and marketers and produce people. And I am one of very few of the women that are in the Reading Terminal owning a business. And it's a pretty big breakthrough considering that the market has been here for 130 years. And it's an epic moment in the food scene, let alone for women in business.
And also in your particular food field, you're selling meats, and which is very male dominated.
The meat world is male dominated, but the women are taking over. I don't like to be biased to women, but I am one and I stand by it, and we stand very strong together, and there's nothing we can't conquer, especially meat. Thank you so much for coming to the Butcher's Pantry and highlighting us. It's been an epic time, and we're looking forward to giving you more information and definitely something more to come back to take and report on, for sure.
Well, good luck. Beth Esposito is the co-owner with her partner, Rob Passio. They're here at the Reading Terminal Market, C Street and 2nd Avenue. Again, it's called Butcher's Pantry, and they're in a brand new section of the market where the wagon wheels used to be.
Yes, they used to be, but now it's all meat wheels.
Well, congratulations, Beth.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at Food in the 215.
and follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.